Shkolim, Perk Aleph Mishnah Hey, Afo Pisha Omru, Ein Bemashkinin Noshim Vavodim Uktanim, even though we've said that one cannot forcibly take Machzis HaShekel from Noshim Vavodim in Ktanim, not only that, we don't even require them to give to begin with. Im Shaklu Mekablin Miyodim, if they do happen to give, we are Mekabel, they do have Nemonis that they're giving it over completely. I, a Katan, he doesn't really have Das. How do we accepting it really from a katan? How do we assume that he's giving it over to the tzibur? Because really, Tfar Sol explains, me deraisa, there's nothing really going on when a katan gives anything. How's that going to help? So he says that this is a din of like hefker based in hefker. That's how it's going to be working by a katan. The based in has the ability to decide who owns what. And so when a katan gives it, it really becomes part of the whole tzibur. However, ha'ovi kachom va'kusi shashaklu, ein makablin miyadim. When an ovi kachom and a kusi, when they give a machzis shekel, then we're not makabel, and like the Tversol explains, because they don't have nemonis that they gave it over completely. If there would be 100% nemonis, then yes, it has nothing to do with the fact that they're not Jewish. A kusi, maybe a Jew, not a Jew, whatever halachas that Chazal gave them, to homachleikis. The reason that they're not accepted from them is because, like the Tversol explains, there's no nemonis that they gave it over completely to the tzibur. And if they don't give it over completely to the tzibur, and they want it to sort of be an individual carbon, it passes the whole carbon. Ve'ein mekablon miyadim kinei zovin v'kinei zovis, v'kinei yodos, v'chatos, v'ashamos. And we're not mekabel from them. Now, who are we talking about? So now we're talking about dafka the kusi. Because one of the examples is the first case, kinei zovin v'kinei zovis. So a zov and a zova, so they bring kinim, which is the birds that they would bring, which is a torim u'b'nayona that they bring for their karbonos. And also v'kinei yodos, a woman that gives birth, so she brings certain karbonos. So dafka, a kusi would bring these, but a ovid kochom does not have, there's no din of a zavin and zavus by ovid kochom. And also v'chatos v'ashamais, and a karbon chatos and a karbon asham, also we're not makabel from them. The reason that we're not makabel from them, any of these things, the Tfar Sol explains, is that Chazal did not want a Yisraeli to have any connection with a Kusi, so we distanced from them, and therefore we didn't accept their Karbanis, even a Karban Chatas and an Asham. Avol Nedarim u'Nedavos Mekablin Miyadim. But a Neder and a Nedavos, we're Mekabel from all of them, even, we're going back to a Ovid Kacham, we are allowed to be Mekabel a Neder and a Nedavos from an Ovid Kacham. That's brought in a few places, it's based on the Pasuk. Torah says, Ish Ish, and it's coming to be marbe goyim that they're noidrim nedarim and nedavos kisrael. The Rav brings it. It's not only that. From the drush, it's also learned out when it says l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisam. It also teaches us not just the carbon ola, but ofos menachos yayin lavoina eitzim. All these things, when they do it voluntarily, you're allowed to accept from a non-Jew. And I think I saw some of the Mepharshim explain that once they said that you're allowed to obviously accept from a non-Jew, even though they didn't want you to have any connection with a kusi. But once they allowed from a non-Jew, they also allowed from a kusi as well. So therefore, any time it comes to voluntary nedarim nedavos, we do accept it from everybody. Mishnah continues, Zeha klal kol shenidar v'nidav mekabel miyadim. Anything that's a neder or nedavar, you're mekabel from them. What's the zeha klal? What is it coming to include? So Tesisantif says, this is including everything we just said in the Rav with the drasha of ofos, menachos, yayin, lavona, all these things are included. And kol she'ein nidar v'nidav, Ein mekablin miyodim. Anything that's not a neder nedavar, we're not mekabel. V'cheinu mefarish al yedei Ezra, shenemar lo lachem v'lonu livnois espes eloikeinu. That the kusim over there, by the time of Ezra, they wanted help in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and they wanted to have a chelik and a shutfis, and we did not accept it from them. We said, lo lachem v'lonu, not together we're building Beis Eloikeinu. And from here you see that when it comes to machzis HaShekel, same thing, we would not accept a machzis HaShekel, even though it's just voluntary, from a kusi, or even an ovid kachavim, the same way we would by nedarim and nedavos.